So again, good morning. As president of the California TB Controllers Association, I have the distinct honor and pleasure of welcoming all of you here in person in Sonoma Valley, as well as those who are calling in for this conference. During our road trip, it's important that we take the time to be committed to doing everything in our power to make a difference in preventing tuberculosis in California. And it's time for us to be creative and innovative in our approaches, because if we do the same thing, we're going to get the same results. So if we want to turn that curve, it's time to do something different. Putting on an event like this takes a lot of follow-through and attention to detail, and I want to just recognize a few folks. I'd like to recognize Claire Torres for putting together our graphic design that you have here, Road Trip to TB Elimination, Packing the Essentials. And to our conference planning committee, who worked out the theme, I want to recognize Judith Thigpen and Michelle Munoz for assisting in the background, making sure that we were able to operationalize this conference. I was really honored to be part of a fantastic planning committee, so I'd like to take time to give a round of applause to all of them. So you really must know that each of them took a lot of their personal time to be part of these weekly planning conferences, and it really came together well. So I just want to acknowledge that. There's many people who really were a part of planning this conference in different ways, whether they were speakers, session moderators, and whatnot. And it really takes a group effort. So for this conference, you all should have a copy of the agenda. We have a couple of new and exciting features that I just wanted to call to your attention. So added this year is a Survivor Advocate Award that's going to be presented at lunchtime, along with the other awards that are generally presented, the Rentellin Award as well as the Brenda Ashkar Award. But I also wanted to let you know that we're really working on raising funds for our travel grant. We have a goal set to raise $2,500, and I really think that we can do that. So as you came in, there's an opportunity to participate, and so I really encourage you to do so. Whatever you can contribute will be great, but I think if everyone just takes a minute and recognizes this helps and enables people to attend the conference that might otherwise not be able to attend, so I think that's really great. And we also have two other aspects that we want to acknowledge.
All right. Hi, good morning, everyone. Really quick, my name is Jose. I am with the LA County Department of Public Health. The other two components, one of them is a social media raffle. So for that one, you're going to see signs around the room that have a hashtag CTCA2019. For those of you that don't know what a hashtag is, it's just a way of categorizing posts. Looks like a pound sign. So what all you need to do is, you know, make a post, share what you learned, tell us a quick story, or just anything you want about your experience here at CTCA. Post it on any of your social media accounts, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, something like that. And then just show it to one of the planning committee members that you just saw up there, and we will give you a raffle ticket. You're able to get up to 5 raffle tickets that way, and then we'll have a drawing at the end of the day for that one. The other one is an attendee drawing. So basically, just for showing up, you are already entered in that. So everyone look under your seats. Oh, well, there's nothing there. It's actually, I just remember, it's actually on your name tag. There's going to be a number there. So that right there, that everyone has a unique number there, and that right there is what's going to be used for the drawing. We are going to have 3 drawings for the participatory raffle. One during the morning break, one during the afternoon break, and one during lunch. Those right there, we have prizes ranging from Actually, I won't tell you what they are, but they're really awesome. April will tell you about that. So again, you get it. There's a raffle for just having the number and showing up, and there's a raffle for participating in our social media. Highly, highly encouraged to get our presence out there. All you have to do, again, is just make a post, share anything you like about the conference, and then add the hashtag, so that's a # CTCA2019, so that we're able to track it. All right, any questions, just find any one of us, and we'll be able to help you with that.
Okay, and so the Travel Grant Award will be presented at the end of the day. So welcome to Sonoma County. Many of you may have seen the Snoopy and the tribute to Charles Schulz at the airport. And here's a few pictures of our beautiful Sonoma County. So even though we're kind of in the conference all day, just know that all this beauty surrounds you. And be sure to sign in today so that you get credit. This conference was approved for 7 continuing medical education units and continuing education units for nurses. Know that the bathrooms are outside to the left. At lunch, we'll have the awards presentations. I'd like to also thank the Curry Center, who submitted the packet for our CEUs. Each of you should have received an email yesterday evening so that you have your personal identifier when you complete your evaluations. So please see that email if you have questions about your CEUs or evaluation.